Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Oh, yeah, and I think I should take this moment to clarify. This call is being monitored to make sure we're going in the right direction. It has nothing to do with the correct time. This is all about correct direction, not the time. Because the actual time is 19:30 UTC. You've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for it. We all want it to happen. What am I talking about? The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. I'm not Hello Kitty. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. An honor bestowed upon me via divine right. Oh, divine right. It's one of my favorite historical things ever. And that's a phrase I like to use. When any Karen or any smart person decides to say to me, "What gives you the right to blah, blah, blah?" The right? Divine. Divine right. That shuts them up every single time. It's a beautiful thing. Other beautiful things include, but are not limited to, this tea that I'm pouring. Oh, what have we got there? Oh, it looks super delicious and yummy. What could it be? Wow. Oh, Yuta. Oh man, oh man, we're drinking that Jinjin Mei again. This is just the best Jinjin Mei I think I've ever had, which isn't saying much because I've only had like, I think three maybe. But this one, so far, takes the cake. Which particular cake? I don't know. I've always been told that the cake is a lie. But I don't know if I've ever actually seen any evidence of that. And that's neither here nor there. Because we're not here today to talk about cake. And as much as I'd love to, we're not really here to talk about this brilliant tea either. Ooh. Today is Heronry Thursday, so let's get out of the car. And here we are at the Heronry. And I just noticed something. There's lumber sticking out of that dumpster. Somebody is throwing away perfectly good, brand new lumber cutoffs. And I think those are going to become mine when I leave. All right, here we are at the Heronry. And I should point out, to help avoid confusion for new listeners, and if you are a new listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, welcome. It's Thursday, which means it's Heronry Day. For the last month, we've been coming out here to the Heronry on Thursdays, which is not to be confused with Heronhaven. It's a little bit windy here. Why is it windy here? It was not windy at my house. We are in the Papio Valley. Let me get into the trees here. Yeah, stupid wind. But as I was saying, the Heronry and Heronhaven are not the same thing. These are two different places and they're about a mile apart. But we often see the same herons in each place. Okay, so I'm halfway up to the trees. And I only see two herons today. Two herons, probably males, standing not on the edges of the nests, as they usually do, but they're actually sort of in the branches of some trees. So let's get over here onto the trail, get underneath them and see what's going on. The grass around here is starting to turn a little bit green. This lovely, I don't know what this stuff is. Is this the bad stuff? No. This thorny stuff, it has little leaves. Little buds have sprouted and we have tiny little green leaves. Got little tufts of green grass shooting up out of the ground in random places. So it's starting to green up a little bit here. All right, I'm kind of under the trees now. I'm looking straight up. I don't hear any heron talk. Wait, let's see if we can look across the creek. I'm looking across the creek into the cornfield, seeing if I can see any herons standing around. And I really don't at this point. What's going on? Where's all the herons? Well, I don't know. Maybe all the males flew over to Heron Haven to catch some delicious fishies. Get some lunch for the females sitting on the eggs. Oh, okay. Here's one dude. I can see he's standing on the edge of his nest. Hi, dude. He looks like he's having a very fun day. Way up in the sky. I wish I could get that high in a tree. And, oh, I heard a little bit of squawky. Somebody said, rah. Oh, there's another one. Rah. Are you looking at me? I think I'm just being observed. I think this one guy is just looking at me and he's going, rat, rat. And I'm like, hey, dude. So, where did those other guys go? What tree were they in? It's hard to, oops. Ugh, somebody just flew over me. I saw a big shadow, yes. Look at this guy. Oh, he decided to fly around. Where's he going? He's just sort of doing a loop. Okay, so he's just checking me out, making sure I'm cool. You hear that? That was him flying, and he was sort of hovering by his nest, and he said, and then the female in there said, rat, and then he landed. So apparently, he got a landing clearance from Heron ATC. That stands for Air Traffic Control. All right, wait, what's that? I'm looking across the creek. There, oh, it's so far away. It just turned. I think, yeah. I can see a heron standing up in the cornfield, at least 200 meters away. Possibly further. Yeah, but he's standing there. Oh, geez, he must be a big one if he looks that tall. And wait a minute, I think there's another one. Yes. I think we got two over there. There's two in the cornfield, very far away. They're probably really close to... No, they're not close to 120th Street. They're right on the edge of the Mulhall's property. Yeah, if you hear me talking about Mulhall's a lot, that's because they own... a great deal, if not all, at some point of this property along the creek. This was a family who had a giant farm out here that they turned into a nursery, and this nursery business still exists right on the corner there. And yeah, this is where they store and plant and grow all their trees and shrubberies and stuff along the creek here. So Yeah, there's Mulhall's property that's part of Harrenhaven. Mulhall's, the actual store, the retail frontage, is basically across the street from Harrenhaven. Now let me look up into this tree. And, all of this property is either theirs or was once theirs, and they sold it to the city. See, this is parkland. This was probably their farm, and I know across the creek still is their property, at least all the way to Fort Street. So, anyway, regardless, you don't need to hear about farms. Let's hear about the ancient farms of Omaha, Nebraska. No, that's not what's going on here. What I want to do now is look for more dudes. We haven't seen any deer on the Dubious Goals Committee yet this year. And that usually starts to happen around this time. And we often see deer down in here. And I'm looking. I'm looking. I had another dream about marmots. Did I mention this? Yeah. Wait, I hear something. I hear something, but it's far away. There are birds far away. Good job, Tobe. Good observations. What is that over there? I can't tell. Hey, what's that? Is that something? No. All right. Well, we got some heron action happening, and that's good. Not as much as last week. Jeez, last week was crazy. So I don't know where all the herons are. They might be out just, you know, looking for food, getting some yummy snacks. And so that means we need to now walk down into the creek bed and get down in here. Oh. I see a shadow. Oh, yep. We got another heron flying across the creek. He's going over to the cornfield. Sort of flying over to where those other dudes... No, now he's turning. Where is he going? Ooh, another one's taken off. These guys at the nests are leaving the nests. And they're flying across the creek. Now this guy's going into a different place than the other one. This guy looks like he's going to land down in here. Yeah. Alright, so we've got one that landed in the cornfield. I couldn't tell where the other one went. Maybe he went to Harrenhaven. I'm gonna get down in here. It might be a little bit windy down here, but... Now let's see, I'm looking up and down the creek. Looking for some dudes. What kind of dudes am I looking for? I don't know, like some deers or something. Kind of surprised we haven't actually seen deer yet. That's almost the first thing we always see. We come here looking for marmots and stuff, and then we run into a deer. But I do see something now in a tree. I see something white. Now, that could either be a dude, a bird of some kind of burb memes. 10 minutes of dank burb memes. Is that 10 minutes of dank burb memes, or is that just a plastic bag that was blown through the air and got caught in a tree? It's not blowing around like a bag. I'm thinking that we are looking at a large raptor. I can't see. He's far enough away. He's 150 meters out. That's a big bird. We better go check him out. Is that his head that I'm seeing? The white bit, his head? Or is that his chest? Because I'm thinking, yeah, this is the time of year when we will occasionally see bald eagles in this area. But this guy, I don't think, is big enough to be a bald eagle. What is he? We're going to have to climb on out of here so we can move down and see what he is. Dun, dun, dun. Welcome to Raptor Check. We gotta check this guy out. Alright, I can't. Do I have a better angle up here? No, we need to walk around this large copse of sumac, which hasn't begun to bloom or anything yet. We need to get down here a little bit further upstream. And we gotta see what this guy is. What could he be? Well, he's probably a Cooper's hawk, or could be a sharp-shinned hawk. And he could be a red tail, but red tails tend not to... Well, I shouldn't say that. Okay. Now, where was he? He should be a little bit further up here, but can I get in to see him? The sumac has sort of cleared up. Now, where is this guy? I should be able to see him, shouldn't I? I can't see him. Where did he go? Where did he go? Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Am I hallucinating? There might be something in this tree. But that something different. There's something. Who is in this tree over here? Is that a bird? Or is that just a piece of bark or broken branch in the shape of a bird? It looks like there's a turkey or something standing in the tree. I have seen turkeys in trees. That does happen. What in the hell? Okay, I can't tell. This is far enough away that I cannot get a good angle. Where is that thing? And now my view is blocked. I can't... Okay, so we've got weird stuff going on. We might have a turkey in a tree, which happens. But if there's... Oh, and our hawk just left. It's a red tail. It's a small red tail. He just came off of his tree. He flew over to this. He's kind of flying over me. He's now flying downstream. Yeah, it was a little red tail. Not like, you know, baby, but like a yearling. Like he was born last year. Now I'm going back the way we came to see where he went. He must have heard me talking about him. And he said, oh, you can't see me? I better fly over there and see. Okay, now from this angle, is that a turkey? Is that a turkey standing in that tree over there? And if it is, why wasn't that turkey scared of this hawk? Now, where did he go? Well, I guess the hawk wasn't all that big, but I don't know. I'm walking into the wind. And it's a cool breeze. Oh, there he is. He's now flying over the softball fields. This is next to a park that is a large softball complex. There's one of those giant four diamond wheels right here. And then there's a couple of other, there's like another four fields as you drive in that are smaller. You can find a lot of softballs around here if you're inclined to find them. It's going to be softball season soon. Somebody's been working on the fields. They're in good shape. Where did my hockey guy go? He sort of flew over to the woods that are on the other side of the softball fields. Those are the woods that are sort of an extension of our mushroom ground on the other side of Fort Street, where we have the deciduous forest and the coniferous forest and the dead birch forest. Yeah, I love hanging out in the Papio Valley. The Papio Valley, of course, being one of the flood control waterways through my town that keep us safe from floods and let fun dudes come into town and we can see them like deer. And what was that sound? Something's running through the leaves over here. Don't know. Well, I had a fun surprise last night. I wore myself out yesterday. And I took a little nap around 5 o'clock. I slept for an hour. I didn't really sleep. I was dozing and listening to something on TV at the same time. Then I got up, made some tea, and then I did some stuff. Then I sat down to see what was going to be on TV for the night, to find out that TCM was going to play 3 Godzilla movies. The original, but the American version. You know, the one that I like to call Perry Mason and the Case of the Giant Lizard. And that was on. Then they put on some crappy King Kong movie. Then they put on Mothra versus Godzilla. Original version. Not dubbed, subtitled. So original dialogue, original soundtrack. And then something else crappy was on. And then Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, original version. Subtitled, not dubbed, original soundtrack. Oh, good stuff. And then Rodan was on. And that was cool too. All right, I'm back underneath all the heron nests. I don't currently see any herons actually standing around on the sides of nests or on branches or anything. I'm looking for female head stick. Oh wait, here comes a dude. He's flying in. Okay, let's see if we can get some squawks out of him. Very squawky. Ooh, and I even heard squawks coming from another one across the creek. Another guy is flying in. He's hovering. Look at these guys. They can point into the wind. Where's he going? You overflew your nest, homie. Okay, he's circling around. He's heading upstream. And he's going to circle. I'm going to try to get out of the wind so I can crank the gain up. Oh, he didn't talk as much. He wasn't nearly as squawky. I was hoping to get some good squawks on the radio. He's looking at me. Hi, dude. Does he recognize me? Half these guys recognize me. All right, so some guys have flown back to the nest. Oh, and as I look across the creek into the cornfield, I can see one of them standing right there, hanging around. He's a lot closer than those other guys were. So we got herons in the cornfield. The herons in the corn, so the corn can grow. Nice. Look at all these big bird dudes. This is so great. So, as best as I can tell, I think the official heron count here today is going to be 4. Because I can see that guy across the creek. I can see this guy in the nest right above me. There's that guy standing there. And then there's that guy on the branch next to the nest. Is that all I'm seeing today? Then we got to assume that there's females in all the nests. So, I just can't see them. Because I am under the nests. Look at all these birds. Okay. So the good news is, Something else I should tell you is on the way over here. You know, I did drive by a golf course and I did see people golfing. Not a lot of people golfing, but I did see people golfing. And if there are people golfing, then that seems to imply that there are people losing golf balls. So, you know, maybe this means there's going to be an increase in golf ball finding activity soon. That could be happening. All right. What am I doing here? I'm looking around. Oh, I thought I heard the weirdest bird sound ever. And no, it was just some... What is that? I guess it's a fire engine. There's a fire engine driving by far away, and I can hear it. So that was weird. Anyway, I thought it was a bird, because birds make weird noises. They don't always sound like fire engines, but you never know. Well, here we are. Oh, back at the car, which I forgot that I locked. Why did I lock the car? Oh, yeah, because there was a cop up there. Anyway, yeah, there was a cop in the parking lot here, but... Ugh, where did Mr. Copy Cop go? I don't know. But, you know, it has occurred to me that we have not been to, like, the secret mushroom ground yet, or to, you know, my little forest over there, the dead birch forest and stuff. But then again... We don't really need to go over there until... I'm looking over in that direction. We don't need to go over there until we get some decent mushroom rain. And some decent mushroom temperatures. It's gradually warming up. And it's supposed to get warmer. I was looking at the Weather Channel yesterday. Next week it's supposed to be a couple days of 70s with lows only in the 50s, which will be great. Okay, now we got an ambulance blowing down Fort Street. So, mushrooms soon. Also coming up soon, like next week, we'll probably start seeing egrets, especially at Heron Haven. They like to pop up around this time of year, and they'll stay for a week or two. That means we should also be seeing cormorants and more geese and other crazy waterfowl. Get lots of ducks. Hopefully we'll get some hooded mergansers. Hooded mergansers! I think hooded mergansers are becoming my favorite duck. You know, I love wood ducks, and I've seen wood ducks already this year in a couple places. And of course I love mallards, because who doesn't love a shiny green head? Hey, you like my shiny green head? And I'm most excited for the mergansers, though. That and some coots. Haven't seen coots in a while, the buttless wonder ducks. But the hooded mergansers, just for style. You know, hairstyle. Wearing a cool hat. Mergansers, if their heads were saffron colored, they would kind of look like monks. Buddhist monks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Is it just me? So if you're going to classify all ducks as various monks, maybe I should work on that. Maybe I should. But I'll do that later, because I'm out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Heron Checking Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Friend of the animals and eunuchs. My name's Tobe. I gotta eat some lunch, so I'm going home.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.